If you're thinking, I should go for a run today, but it looks like it could rain, Sierra says save on epic rain jackets. If you're also thinking, but I can't go out in these beat-up old running shoes, Sierra says save on top brand running shoes. And if you're still thinking, but I'm also busy performing brain surgery, well, then we say, you really should have led with that. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now. Go!
Hola.
Hello, this call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow, ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow, now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
Welcome to the Fantasy Footballers Podcast with your hosts, Andy Holloway, Jason Moore, and Mike Wright.
Oh, welcome in. The Fantasy Footballers Podcast, Tuesday, March 7th. Jason Moore, Mike Wright, Andy Holloway.
Chillo.
Another great episode coming your way. Free agency predictions on today's show. And if it times up right, maybe some of these reported signings will happen right before I make my prediction and I can
look smarter.
Look very smart.
Oh, I see.
Thought we were going to be dealing with a couple other free agency predictions on today's show, but news that we'll share with you did in fact break. We know some destinations for a couple of free agents. And there's some rumors abounding, so we'll talk about it all. We do have a very big announcement as we welcome you into the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. We have the winner of the Listener League spot. This is from everybody that pre-ordered the UDK from Super Bowl Sunday to March 1st. You were all entered to win, but only one will be in the Listener League. And that person's
sake. So really, it's a big announcement. Like, it's gigantic.
For one person.
Yeah. Yeah,
so hopefully it's you.
Most of you listening right now, you're not going to hear your name. But one of you, oh man, this is a big moment.
Here we go. Jason, go ahead.
Jake Falzon, you're in. I hope that you are the one listening right now.
If Jake is not listening right now, that will be very disappointing.
Congratulations, you have won a spot in the Listener League, and if anybody else wants to get in on the Dynasty Pass, which is due for an update.
Yep. It's in the shop right now.
We've been working on our Dynasty rankings, combine information.
It's getting tuned up.
Pulled it into the garage.
Yeah, yeah.
The DFS boys are getting the wheels.
Boys?
Yeah, the boys.
DFS boys.
They're getting the wheels, pulled them off, putting some new wheels on it.
Yeah, fixing what other car things can
you a car
say?
Guy, Kyle?
The alignments.
You know how to fix a car?
Don't care about cars at all.
Don't care about it. Does that mean you also are inept?
No comment.
Okay.
The axle.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting fixed up.
Carburetor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wheel wells.
Mm-hmm. Spark plugs.
Oh, spark plug. Everyone loves a good spark plug.
I mean, that's an important part.
So it's getting tuned up.
There's no spark without the plug.
No. There's just spark.
Yes.
I don't even know where I was going. But the Dynasty Pass is getting a post-combine update. So we'll be talking about the combine, some takeaways. Here into the future. It was fun to have some more NFL news, right? Watching the measurements, the all-important measurements.
Yeah, I think generically speaking, I was pretty disappointed with people's weight. I think people need to start eating worse. because everyone was weighing a little
bulk up,
a little lighter than I wanted to across the board. Maybe it was their scales. Maybe the scales
Have you thought about opening maybe like a clinic for...
Oh, I can teach them how to bulk.
Jason Moore's combine training?
Yeah.
just a buffet.
Jordan Addison, come to my house for 2 weeks. I'll get you right on that scale.
Oh, my gosh. People are living with him. Trying to get up for the combine.
Got your meal planned. Look, 6 a.m., bacon. 6:30, bacon.
Mm-hmm.
There's some left over.
So it was a weekend of NFL players trying to make their mark. And I know that we've all shuffled our rookie rankings a little bit.
Yep.
Just based on where we see the NFL stacking. That's what it's about, by the way. It's the combine. It might not all come down to this individual metric on this thing. It's more about the reshuffling that happens in NFL general managers' minds. Mm-hmm. And therefore, you know, draft capital is a huge part of what makes a rookie a valuable asset to your fantasy team, because they're going to have more opportunities to and there's more commitment from the team.
Longer leash.
Yeah, and so you really, when you see the results and you see them shuffle in the minds of NFL GMs, it changes how you look at it for fantasy football. And there will be a post-draft update as well to the Dynasty Pass.
Mm-hmm. They're good. That's the big one. I mean, right now it's real fun, you know, everything moving around, because the combine matters, because the combine matters to the NFL, and the NFL are the people who are giving out the draft capital. So it's still an important weekend.
Absolutely. But ultimatedraftkit.com, if you want to get in on the Dynasty Pass right now, which is also available in the app for the first time. Into the news we go.
News and notes from around the league.
Wait a minute. How do I not have this ready?
Send in the car.
Oh.
Send in the car.
Derek Carr has agreed to a 4-year deal with the New
England
Orleans Saints. I was trying to tease the New York Jets because that was they need a quarterback. But he's guaranteed $60 million at signing. Jameis Winston likely to be cut.
$100 million in total guarantees over the life of the contract. It actually isn't a bad contract. I think $37.5 million per year, which puts him, when I look at like the list top to bottom of, you know, yearly salaries, I'm like, that's about where Derek Carr should be slotting in right now in today's NFL.
You know what's the interesting thing for all the numbers that get thrown out, things, you know, change year to year, because the actual salary cap for each NFL team generally goes up every single year. It would really, I think, be better if somehow we could all start thinking in terms of percentage of salary cap, because it doesn't matter. That the actual raw number of how much money a player is making, I do not care. What are they counting against the salary cap? That's what matters.
That is a very interesting point, especially with like a primary position like the quarterback.
Yeah.
Where you're starting quarterback, percentage of cap. I just don't think the article writers out there are going to be able to give up
the
biggest contract of all time, which they will all be for here on into the future as the cap increases and the profits go up.
Yeah, it doesn't sound as good as like, oh, you got 19%.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Okay, what did he get?
You don't picture the briefcase then.
Yeah, how much money? So then I could get mad at how much money that this player is making.
Yeah, so Derek Carr arrives in New Orleans. You know, we just had a top 10 things to remember episode where one of them was literally remember what you said last year. So it was a reiteration of the fact that the new arrival quarterbacks didn't solve all the problems for these teams. You had a little Jameis Winston, a lot of Andy Dalton. That was the New Orleans situation last year. You saw Chris Olave, who I think, you know, he had a very good year as a rookie, but it was better when he had Jameis Winston. More deep shots was really the equation there. Had some injuries at the end of the year.
Yeah, Chris Olave is a great player. He would have been great with Andy Dalton if he was the starter this coming year. He'll be great with Derek Carr. Now, Derek Carr has a history of supporting a good wide receiver. One, obviously, did it with Devontae Adams this last year. He's done it with Hunter Renfrow. He's had Darren Waller be relevant. But he isn't he isn't coming in and solving problems and making Chris Olave the, you know, a top five wide receiver. This is another middling average quarterback that is just going to be more of the same.
I want to follow up, though, on the dilemma that you faced that we went through on that show, which was you or a couple shows ago. You were in a best ball draft, and you were staring down DeAndre Hopkins, and you were staring down Chris Olave. And on the show, we talked about the fact that you went with Hopkins. Mike, you were part of that decision-making. Yep. I just was curious if this news had any impact on any regret from that decision.
It didn't, because I assumed that the Saints would have any kind of veteran. I did not see the Saints as someone that was going to be trading up to have a rookie starting this year. And that's where, you know, if you're talking about Derek Carr versus, you know, a Kenny Pickett style team where, you know, there's not going to be a lot of yardage, that would have been a huge negative for Chris Olave. But instead, whether it was Garoppolo or Carr or Dalton, this to me didn't make a huge difference, and we'll have to see where DeAndre Hopkins playing football next year before we know if that was a good pick or not.
Yeah, that'll be – I mean, yeah, you get a new quarterback in New Orleans, you're going to probably have a new team for DeAndre Hopkins. The Cardinals plus 2,500 to win the West. Let's go Cardinals.
That's generous.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think once they lost Chosen Anderson –
Oh, yep.
Who they're going to part ways with. That would be Robbie Anderson, which was Anderson.
Yes, we went from the Y to the IE. Now we're at Chosen Anderson. And Steve Keim, former manager, general manager of the Cardinals, he chose to take two draft picks and just
set them on fire.
Set them ablaze.
So his name is now released Anderson. Is that right? They're going to part ways with him?
Yeah, he'll land on a team.
Really?
I would think. I think so.
Yeah, I don't know. It's franchise tag news. So here's what we know right now. This show is being released on Tuesday, and the 4 p.m. Eastern time is the deadline. Cowboys are using it on Tony Pollard,
which puts a lot of money
at
the running back position. And this comes off the heels of McCarthy talking about how, Kellen Moore's a great offensive coordinator, but he's just an offensive coordinator. He wants to score the most points. I want to win the most games. Basically, what he was saying was that he wanted to give his defense a break on the field. He thinks that's better for winning games versus just trying to, you know, outscore his opponent. And that means running the ball. That's literally what it means. The difference between scoring a ton of points.
Trying to run the ball.
Sure. Well, Tony Pollard's going to help, you know.
Yeah, they can run it. And Schottenheimer is also the kind of hire you make when running the football is what you want to do. You have another mind in the room with McCarthy that just loves running the football in order to give that elite defense the opportunity. He came out and basically said, look, we turn the ball over too much. I mean, that was part of it. It's like we want slow drives, give the defense a break. So if they keep Zeke, though, they'll have $27 million of the cap at the running back position. And there are talks of Zeke being cut.
Yeah.
But that would kind of fly in the face of what we're, you know, maybe what McCarthy wants to do with a tandem. So I don't know if Pollard can hold up alone.
I think that it's more speaking to Zeke is they're going to have to restructure the contract, get the money down.
Destructure.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that Zeke and Pollard will be the running backs there, and Zeke will take a pay cut to do it.
It's his best chance at making the most money.
Yes.
If you just cut him, he's getting such a smaller amount.
And for those asking, well, why would you ever do that? Because the new contract you go get for a different team will probably be less than what you could still get with a lower amount this year.
All right. Let's get to this next bit of news. Shmevin Schmingram.
Yeah, baby.
Jacksonville has placed the franchise tag on Evan Engram. Not willing to make a long-term commitment. Neither are we, but we'll make a one-year commitment.
Or Evan Engram is trying to break the bank. I mean, he had a tremendous year. And he's probably asking for more, and they still have time to negotiate for a long-term deal. They're putting the franchise on him to guarantee that he would be on the team this year.
Other players expected to receive the franchise tag if no deal is reached by today. Josh Jacobs of the Raiders.
Sorry. What would his fifth-year option have been?
It's $2 million in difference.
Two?
Yeah, it's a $2 million difference.
He'll get two more now?
He'll get two more.
Which, in running back contract terms, that's a lot of money.
It's not.
That's why it's funny to me.
I mean, it's one of those things where, yes, it looks really stupid now for the Raiders. And I would be happy to pile. If we want to pile on that, you're done.
Let's go.
But here's another perspective. You did get to see whether he could be this.
Mm-hmm.
You took a chance. It was a $2 million gamble to take this chance and find out whether you have a truly, you know, top 10 type of running back. And they were humble enough to play him and not move on from him last year. Like, we kept the reason he was one of the biggest misses in fantasy was because all the money, follow the money, decline the fifth year option, draft Zamir White, you know,
play him in the Hall of Fame game.
Play him in the Hall of Fame game and then bring in Brandon Bolden. And you're like, well, this team's actions are telling me they're ready to move on. And I think it does say something that they were willing to say, oh, wow. Okay, you're way better than everybody else in this room. If we have to pay you more next year, I guess that's what we're doing. I mean, he's really, really good, and he's going to be back on the Raiders.
And you could also even make the argument that if it wasn't for the fact that he didn't have a contract, he might not have played as well.
That's true.
People on contract. I'm not putting that on Josh Jacobs. No, I'm saying it's a possibility. I'm not saying he did do that.
You remember Kenny Golladay that final year there? And
you know, there's some players who play a little bit different when they're on a contract year. And you know, I am playing for my future contract right now.
Would you play different?
So you're out on Josh Jacobs now.
No, he's on a contract year now. He's back on a contract year. This is great.
Would you play different? Long-term deal?
I think there would probably be slight moments
of
difference.
You show up a little later to practice?
I don't think it's that so much as maybe a business decision here or there on the field.
Yeah, okay.
Like, maybe I run that guy over, maybe I don't.
Maybe I step out of bounds.
Yeah.
Or maybe I get a couple extra dollars on this contract.
Alvin Kamara pled not guilty to the conspiracy to commit battery and substantial bodily harm. This was a felony charge. His trial set for July 31st. His discipline would come this upcoming year if found guilty.
It's not great.
Yeah, Kamara's going to be buried in drafts.
He is. I have not yet drafted him in any best ball draft just because I really don't know where to land on that, but he is tumbling and falling. And I think the expectation right now for fantasy managers is that he will miss some time this year. The range would be between 1 and 6 games usually for this type of an occurrence.
And Allen Robinson has been... Can't say with a straight face. The Rams have given... Now, can the Rams give permission with a straight face is the real question. They've given Allen Robinson permission to seek a trade.
Look, it's not you. It's us. But why don't you go find yourself a new team? Don't worry about money. We will take care of the money.
I mean, basically,
just get off
just
of our team.
Just leave.
They're saying they're willing to cover a portion of his guaranteed salary.
Oh, man.
He turns 30 in August. His yards per out run have declined for 3 straight years. All the preseason highlight videos have been, from what I understand, completely destroyed. I mean, they took all of those tapes and they burnt them. Sean McVay doesn't even remember having a conversation with him.
Yeah, I hope that the other 31 teams do not listen to the episode of Things to Remember. What's lost is not going to be found. He's toast. And so maybe someone will trade for him. I don't think anyone will, though, right?
I don't know, man. The NFL, they have a lot of these guys have very strong belief in themselves to careers around.
There's one team.
Oh.
Chicago. Come on back!
I don't think Chicago.
They don't have anybody, is my point.
Yeah, but they saw him firsthand.
He knows somebody in the, they did. They did see him firsthand. All right, the NFL has reinstated Jacksonville wide receiver Calvin Ridley.
Let's go, baby.
And any other takeaways from the combine you guys want to mention before we move on?
Lots of takeaways from the combine. I mean, we talked about some of the wide receivers weighed in a little less than we hope, and we just talked about that on Things to Remember, is that the weight for wide receivers is moving down as far as successful wide receivers in the NFL. But I was a little disappointed in that. Obviously, I think the The biggest
yes.
storyline is Anthony Richardson.
Agreed.
Who, quarterback out of Florida, who's gone from a late first round pick to now, I saw two post combine legitimate, respectable mock drafts that had a team trading up to number one to select Anthony Richardson. I don't think he's going to go over Bryce Young in this draft, but that's what the conversation is. When we talk about the combine affecting fantasy, it's because the combine affects the NFL.
Yeah.
And legitimately so. Like, Anthony Richardson, he isn't, you know, people talk about, oh, Malik Willis last year was this athletic quarterback that, you know, wasn't very accurate. What's different? This is nowhere near this. This is not an athletic guy. This isn't Paxton Lynch with a big, strong arm who's inaccurate. This is a freak of nature. He's literally the most athletic quarterback in the history of combine testing. He's heavier than Cam, runs faster than Cam, jumps higher than any quarterback has ever jumped. As just an athlete, he's the new perfection of what the best quarterback athlete could be. So, yeah, he's got a lot of holes in his quarterback game. But those are, you know, Mike just talked about, these teams feel like, I believe in myself and my ability to fix a player, and you cannot teach someone
100th percentile athleticism.
Right. He's the pinnacle.
And there's a lot. I think part of it is that how many teams are desperate to fix that position that haven't been able to fix it. Indianapolis is going to find their way to a quarterback this year, and I don't think it's rehash number four. I don't think it's, you know, they've done the Wentz, the Rivers, the Brissett, and Matt Ryan. I think they end up with a rookie quarterback here.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the Jets are looking for one. The Saints finally found one. But, you know, there are some other teams in the mix. Seattle's got a higher draft pick than people can. I mean, if they don't keep Geno Smith, Houston, Las Vegas, Carolina.
Yeah, the two teams that I think are not being talked about enough are sitting there at 5 and 6 in this draft with the Seattle Seahawks. I mean, they could absolutely grab, they could re-sign Geno and draft Anthony Richardson as a develop prospect, and then you've got a similar situation with the Lions, where you've got a great offensive line, great weapons, and you've got Goff there. Grab Anthony Richardson to develop for the future.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people want, you know, fairly to push back against, you know, combine hype. It takes over Twitter. It takes over the, you know, the headlines. And all the athletic numbers are true, and there's a lot more to playing the quarterback position than just winning the combine. But when you have an opportunity to maybe take the next Cam Newton or the next Lamar Jackson or the next Josh Allen, you have to do it. And I think Richardson did enough to where, like you said, it's nothing like Malik Willis. Richardson's sheer athleticism and ability, if he's in the right system, is going to have a great opportunity to succeed. And if you look at the historical quarterback position, you know, with these running quarterbacks and what it translates into fantasy football with opportunity, It's not like a 50-50 shot. It's 100%. It's like they all, you know, could you have had a worse passing, reading the defense, getting sacked type of season than Justin Fields had as a rookie? A worse scenario for him?
No. That, I mean,
and
that tape against his first game against the Cleveland Browns was one of the most epic disasters that I think of any game tape. If you watch a poor quarterback performance, that was worse.
And so my point is that's kind of the basement for an Anthony Richardson season at this point, is he starts bad like Justin Fields started in Chicago. But the draft capital now will necessitate a commitment by a team to make them he's going to be the future and be given the opportunity to be the future.
And
with that will come fantasy football production guaranteed with that level of speed.
Yeah, from a fantasy football perspective just fantasy, you're going to make the same decision in your drafts that the NFL is going to make. Like, do you want to go in on the potential? Yeah, it could be worse. Bryce Young looks safe. But Bryce Young's ceiling... Okay, maybe you say it's Drew Brees. Well, that would be great for fantasy football, but that is the, you know, the biggest outlier of all time for that. If for a pocket passer, you're hoping that, you know, he turns into a Kirk Cousins plus type of player, and for fantasy, that's never going to get it done compared to a guy who's a true dual threat who could rush for double-digit touchdowns on the ground and 800 rushing yards. That breaks fantasy football. So if he goes in the top 10 of the NFL draft, which it seems now almost like a certainty, how is he not the first quarterback that we are drafting out of this rookie class for fantasy? He will be for me.
Man.
Yeah, he will be for me too, assuming he goes. I think he goes number three in the draft. I do. I think Anthony Richardson goes three.
That would be awesome because that's a Cardinals pick.
And just so that we actually tell you what happened.
Not the Cardinals
not
picking.
That everybody. No, the Cardinals won't pick it.
Right.
No. No, I'm just kidding. Quarterback combine rank since 2003. Anthony Richardson, this is how he stacked up. 40-yard dash, he ran a 4.44. That was second best since 2003 at the quarterback position.
Griffin was higher, right?
RG3.
Yeah.
Broad jump was best ever. Best since 2003. And then vertical jump over 40 inches, best since 2003.
So, I'm pretty close on that one.
You are?
Yeah.
Just a few feet.
Yeah.
They're a very small number if you go by feet.
I'm just saying, if you transfer it into feet, then I'm pretty close.
Yeah, if you transfer it to percentage of a mile.
Yeah.
Right. We have very similar numbers.
Almost no difference.
There's almost no perceivable.
Yeah. I measure in metric. So it's this whole thing.
I don't want to get into it.
Yeah, but I'm really athletic.
And you just turned 40, right? So that's impressive.
Yes.
Because Richards is probably about half
not
that.
Not 40.
All right, anything else from the combine you want to mention real quick before I move forward?
We'll bring it up.
I think forever.
Yeah. I mean, A-chain is small, but I think he weighed in a little bit larger. Devin A-chain, running back out of Texas A&M.
Gibbs was a little disappointing to not get to 200 pounds.
Yeah, he was at 199, but he was very, very fast.
I still really like him.
Like Jahmyr Gibbs is
needed to spend some time with Jason's clinic.
Yeah, come on down, man. Let me show you how to eat a burger.
He has I thought you maybe held it at the local IHOP.
He is fascinating. Talking about Gibbs, because it's like, is he going to be Jamal Charles or is he going to be CJ Spiller? And those are, I think, two pretty fair comps for him in terms of size and just electric speed. Spiller had a year where he was fantastic, but really just one year for fantasy football, and Jamal Charles is fantasy football Hall of Fame. So let's see the draft capital. He's probably a day two pick, but does he make it into the second round?
All right, quick break, and then we are going to dive into free agency predictions.
Hola.
Hello, this call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow, ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow, now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
Yeah, I guess that would make Mike's breakout age 40. So, yeah, that's a little later than you want to see from an analyst in terms of a breakout age.
It's the zeroth percentile.
Zeroth?
Yes.
Zeroth percentile. But at the same time, there's an opportunity for success here.
Better late than never.
Is it a TH on a zero?
I don't know.
It wouldn't be zeroist.
zeroist. I don't know. I threw it in there to make it sound
more
formal.
No, I like it. I like it a lot. But I'm just curious if there's an official,
I am very curious now. Yeah.
Answer.
There has to be.
It's got to be.
There is no th. No, right? If you're a complete zero, you can't have you're not a percentage of anything.
It's got to be.
Right?
Because zeroth?
Because you normally saw
is it an ND?
Zeroth?
Zeroned?
Zeroned?
Kyle.
It's zeroth.
All right! Man! We did it. Good job, Mike.
So you're in the zeroth percentile.
Yeah.
Okay.
Congrats.
Let's see if you can back up your free agency predictions.
Free agent frenzy.
You ready to make some free agency predictions?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, good, because that's what we're going to do. Do you want to go over a little bit of the off-season vocabulary, or should we just jump in?
I feel like most people at this point understand the difference between a cap hit. That's not necessarily what a player is getting paid, but what it counts against in a certain year for the cap. Some people are front-loaded, back-loaded. Dead money, if you cut a player, you still have to account for their cap space from the contract you signed. That will be left over onto these teams' rosters. And then the way that the timeline's going to go, the franchise tag deadline will be today. Monday the 13th, the legal tampering period begins. The fake free agency begins.
How is this the name that we have all just, we've accepted it? You're like, yep, legal tampering. Like,
yeah, I mean, it is weird. It's a weird thing. Why use the negative?
Whenever you call anything legal, anything, it's
followed by a word that insinuates something devious is happening. Yeah. How about open negotiations?
There you go. That like, sounds nice.
Legal tampering.
Yeah, that would
so
be like if
dumb.
if stuff was free in a store and the next day it's not free, so the first day is legal stealing.
Yeah.
Right. It's, what are we doing here? But I don't know if we have enough power to move that away.
But then on Wednesday the 15th, actual free agency will open up. Next week, our Thursday show will cover the entire week of tampering, of real contracts being
legal,
signed.
Legal, illegal.
Yeah, all illicit, just all sorts of contracts going on.
Tampering talk.
Yeah.
By the way, the teams with the most cap space heading into free agency, the Bears, $98 million. Atlanta with $66 million. The Raiders at $46. I mean, that's... It's kind of wild what the Bears have because they almost have double what the third highest cap space
team has. Trust the process.
It's worth noting that with the Bears, there is a minimum cap. We don't talk about that a lot.
Right.
There is a minimum salary that teams have to spend, and that is calculated over a three-year period. So you can technically spend less than the minimum in a certain year, which the Bears did this past season. So they actually
average it.
They average it over 3 years. So the Bears have to, by rule, spend a ton of money. They have to get their three-year average up to the minimum, which they are below. They have a ton of cap space. So when you talk about, like, when there was all this, oh, they're going to trade Justin Fields and draft Bryce Young because of the...
For their window.
Yeah, for the window and the contract. I'm like, they kind of need to pay Justin Fields. Like, they have to.
Okay. So then the Giants are fourth. In terms of most cap space for now. Yeah, that'll change quickly if they lock up Daniel Jones, which there is some momentum, at least as of this recording. We're recording Monday afternoon, by the way. These are always, you know, it's a podcast. We record the show. We're not on live with you all the time. So news is going to break that we don't hear about until the next episode, and that's just this part of the year. And then the Patriots, Bengals both have $36 million. All right, let's get into it. Quarterbacks. We were going to predict the destination of Derek Carr.
Saints. I went Saints as well.
Got it in first.
100% hit rate.
Dang. All right, but we don't have to do that anymore.
Yep.
So let's talk about what we expect from the Daniel Jones situation. We all agree it's the Giants.
Okay. I mean, well, they're going to tag him.
Yeah, they've said they will franchise tag him should they not get the deal. But
they would not have it available for Saquon then.
I know. I think they're
in a real pickle.
It's a twofer. If you can get Daniel Jones under contract, you're going to tag Saquon Barkley.
I have the mental picture right now of, like, you know when you've got, like, multiple people you brought in for questioning at the, you know, like at a police station?
Are we talking interrogation?
Yeah.
Here? Okay.
Interrogation room. I just feel like they've got, like, Saquon in one and Daniel Jones in one.
Okay.
And there's one guy walking between them. And he says a few things. He's like, okay, hold on.
Saquon told us.
Yeah.
that you were going to play for this.
Are we close here? Are we not close here? What about this contract? Okay, hold on a second. I'm going to go to the other room. But there were some rumors about Bijan and the Giants.
Oh, come on.
Have you not seen that?
I have not seen that.
New York.
I mean, every possible rumor right now.
I'm back.
Is like
it's
Jason's.
Me.
Jason's and
Dave.
Is there a team you can even be happy with at this point?
I'm going to be happy with whoever drafts him because his talent is good enough.
Detroit. I mean, it made some sense to me.
Well, sure.
You don't have to pay Saquon. You got a young Saquon. You know?
Yeah, the thing is about the franchise tag. I mean, we saw that with Tony Pollard. It's only $10 million for the franchise tag for the running back position. So it's actually
yeah.
If they sign Daniel Jones to something and throw that tag on Barkley. It's not fair to Barkley, but it's a great deal for the Giants.
First official prediction then. Let's go with Lamar Jackson. I think he's back in Baltimore. That's my final answer.
So they will certainly tag him. I'm going to say that I'm starting to believe he sits out. I'm going to say that he sits out because he's going to hold his ground on a fully guaranteed contract because he knows for sure that he could get that on the open market. Like, of course he could. Deshaun Watson got it on the open market, and he's not as good and carried so much baggage.
He was traded.
Well, even all the more reason. I mean, he didn't even have the entirety of the league to go, get a deal. So I'm going to say that Lamar Jackson does not play.
I had put in, before I saw your guys' answer, I think it's Baltimore or the couch.
Oh, a little hedge there.
Well, because I'm saying
he thinks one of us is right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know what? I'm leaving it.
Okay.
That means either everyone's wrong or I'm right.
Just for the sake of not arguing with you about that ridiculousness, none of us thinks he's going to end up on another team this year.
I don't.
So, you know, that situation would be, you know, if he doesn't get the extension with Baltimore and he does sit out, it's going to be next year that we'd be dealing with his destination.
Yeah, very similar to what happened with Le'Veon Bell. And, you know, it is one of those situations
Melvin
where these...
Melvin Gordon, too?
He sat out I think he was a bunch of...
He missed some
games.
That's what it was, yep.
But, you know...
And then the guy behind him was way better.
There's
whoops.
There's a lot of teams out there that are looking to trade so much draft capital to move up and select one of these rookies. I have to imagine every single one of those teams is calling Baltimore and saying, look, I'll give you three firsts for Lamar, and he's going to sit out. You're not going to have him this year. Grab three firsts. Let me pay him the full contract. I don't know. I would be doing that if I was a GM.
What's how old is Baltimore? How old is the city? How old is the city of Baltimore? No, Lamar is 26?
26.
26. That's Baltimore is 293 years old.
Thank you. That's what I really wanted to know.
1729.
That's been around a while.
Yeah.
Okay. Geno Smith, we're all agreed. We think he's back in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I think that's an easy
It's funny because if he's not, what you brought up, it's probably going to be both. If they take a quarterback, they'll just bring Geno in. But if for some reason he wasn't back at Seattle, I have no idea if Geno Smith is the starter somewhere.
Yeah,
he doesn't feel like he's a guaranteed starter.
Absolutely, it doesn't. I don't think that other teams are wowed by him, and he's not in the situation in his career where you're going to bring him into a new franchise and feel like, well, we got our young buck. He's 32 years old, and he's had one good year.
But that year was sensational. He led the NFL in completion percentage. He had the fourth most passing touchdowns.
He was great.
If he's not a starter, that would be ridiculous. There's with all the teams that could use a bridge quarterback.
That being said, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, they made Russell Wilson look good. So, I mean.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, man.
That's a funny narrative to me.
Oh, man. Yeah, they do. They take care of their quarterbacks. Maybe anybody will work. Jimmy Garoppolo is the first quarterback prediction that we actually have a difference of opinion on. Why don't you guys go first?
Well, we have it the same. The Jets are a destination that I think it fits so perfectly. I was saying earlier this offseason when they were talking about maybe going and getting Derek Carr, Jimmy Garoppolo is a more affordable version who has been a winner with well-constructed teams. This team is well-constructed. I think their best bet would be to get Jimmy Garoppolo. He can run this offense good enough for that great defense to just keep winning games.
Yeah, does his head coach like him? Because, I mean, that would be a reunion, a San Francisco reunion up in New York.
Yeah, there'd be another reunion. That's the team I'm going with, and that would be Las Vegas, the Raiders. I think the Raiders are either going to figure out how to get Aaron Rodgers or it's going to be Jimmy Garoppolo. Josh McDaniels has always talked.
They better do that quick.
Talked very fondly of Jimmy G. And so I think Las Vegas will be that destination. Shall we move on to some running back predictions?
Yes. Please.
Saquon Barkley. We do not all agree here. Mike and I have him back in New York with the Giants. Jason taking the leap here.
I am taking the leap, and obviously this one will be the first one to blow back in someone's face, because if Daniel Jones gets a contract done in short order, then they will franchise Barkley and he'll be back for the Giants. But should they not get that done and they can't use that franchise tag, I think they're too far away in the money, and a team with a lot of cap space that wants to run the ball, the Atlanta Falcons, to me would be a
disrespect, my
would
man.
Would be a perfect
Algier.
Look, Algier's fine. He showed like
he shows up to work.
He can be a good backup to Saquon, but
so ridiculous.
Look, Arthur wants his Derrick Henry that he had in Tennessee. He wants a superstar. He does not have a superstar running back. He made Cordero Patterson look really good. Tyler Algier look really good. He's got to believe if we could get Saquon Barkley, this offense will thrive. I don't know if that's true, but I believe he believes that.
All right, then we're moving on to Kareem Hunt, who will be a free agent. We all have different destinations for Kareem Hunt.
Stupid Cleveland Browns.
Seriously. What are you? I'm so mad at them. They suck.
So, like, I mean, I was already upset with them from the Deshaun Watson garbage, but to have Kareem Hunt, teams wanted him. Teams wanted to trade for him. You could have gotten draft capital immediately. Maybe you got the second. I know they can still get the like a third rounder, the compensatory pick, but like you didn't even use him then after the trade deadline. It's ridiculous.
Well, we all have a different potential home for Kareem Hunt. I'm going to go with I'm going to go with Baltimore.
Okay.
For Kareem Hunt as a compliment. They need another runner in the backfield. They like having
Kareem Hunt and J.K. Dobbins, three-legged race, so that they have two very strong legs.
It's possible, yeah. Yeah, I think Kareem's got enough to spare off of one of the legs to...
They put him in a workout plan where it's just squats with the right leg. I don't even know which one it needs to be, but I like the idea of that.
I think Baltimore's running back room is pretty solid
right
now.
They love old guys.
But they do love old guys. That's the thing. You've seen them bring in some of these retreads when they had injuries, so that makes sense to me. But the other team we've seen do that, the Broncos, who just brought in Latavius Murray and some of these guys because they want the veteran to hold down the fort, that's where I've got Kareem Hunt going. We've talked about this with Alexander Mattison. They really need a running back while Javonte is getting healthy. Kareem Hunt has the skill set to be kind of what they had in Melvin Gordon before Melvin Gordon kind of aged out.
Mike?
And I am calling the shot of, I think there's enough smoke of Joe Mixon being released by the Cincinnati Bengals for cap room, and then with both Joseph Mixon and Samaje Perine off the team, I think Kareem Hunt would fit in very, very well with what the Cincinnati Bengals are trying to do.
1 year deal?
Yeah, one or two. Just a real cheap deal, and Kareem Hunt has enough left that he's a sensational pass catcher. He fits their offense.
I genuinely think he signs a 1 or 2 year deal. I mean, that's a
yeah,
that's
for sure. Matters. Yeah, I would agree with that, and I do think that you're both onto something a little bit, staying in division, because he's going to be like, freaking Browns, you guys suck.
It's possible. Yeah, you didn't use me for a whole year.
Pull his own Melvin Gordon.
Yeah. Let's go to Miles Sanders, just 25 years old, part of the committee of backs in Philadelphia. We all have him moving on out of Philly. Jason, why don't we start with you?
I'm going to go with another team like the Falcons that want to run the ball, are built to run the ball, but need a slightly better running back than what they have on the roster. That's Carolina Panthers. I believe they re-signed Deonta Foreman as well, and have kind of their own little committee here of quality backs. And Carolina, I think he could succeed there.
I am going to make Jason frustrated.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm going to go with the New York Jets.
How dare you? How dare you touch my Breeze?
That would not be just Jason getting the Twitter will explode if a running back with the pedigree and the age of Miles Sanders ends up with the Jets. we will lose our minds appropriately.
This is a big table, but I can flip it. And this would be one of those things that would cause me to do so.
Yeah, I think there's a level of frustration at what the result was last year once Breece Hall went down. They did not have a next man up in New York for that running back room. They tried with
Zonovan. Bam Knight.
Yeah, Bam Knight. What was it? Bam Knight, it was trying to remember.
I mean, Michael
two
Carter's
more backs,
still
Michael
there.
Carter and James Robinson.
James Robinson, yeah.
So they tried three different names. Obviously, Breece Hall's their future. He would still be the workhorse, but it will take him time to get back.
And I'm going with a team that keeps trying over and over and over to find their solution at the running back position. And I'm not sure that it is James Cook for the Buffalo Bills, even though they drafted him very high because they wanted that pass-catching running back desperately. But they need a hammer, and I think that Miles Sanders could fit that role perfectly, which they're, you know, there's not actual rumors of Derrick Henry to the Buffalo Bills, but there are rumors, we didn't mention it, but that there's rumors that Derrick Henry is being floated in trade offers. And
if you want a hammer.
Yeah, I mean, but I mean, Miles Sanders fits what the Buffalo Bills need, a reliable guy who can carry the ball a whole bunch. He's pretty good at the goal line.
I think he's going to be too expensive for them. That's my concern. I think he's going to be – he's the perfect running back to end up on a team with – more cap space and less
wisdom.
Wisdom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I've got the Falcons and Panthers as my two running back destinations.
It's a little bit of like what happened with Christian Kirk. Not worth what he got paid in Jacksonville. That's just my opinion. David Montgomery, we all have him going back to Chicago.
Yeah.
So no.
Boring.
Changes. Like we said, they have to spend money.
Let's talk about wide receivers. A lot of wide receiver needy teams. We are going to start with Juju Smith-Schuster.
Another one-year deal.
I think he's the second-best wide receiver in free agency available.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I get it. Man, that's tough. I guess I'm thinking, if I'm a general manager, would I rather have Juju Smith-Schuster or would I rather have Jacoby Myers? They play similar roles. They play them differently, but it would be taking the same role. I would probably take whoever costs less.
Okay. All right. Well, Juju, I'm going to go with Kansas City. I think he comes back again. I think Kansas City wants him back. And I was tempted to do some wild stuff here. Baltimore was a potential home, obviously, but so was a reunification in Pittsburgh that I thought about having happen.
That'd be wild.
I do have him going to Baltimore. I think it makes a lot of sense.
Of
he flirted with them last year. The Baltimore Ravens desperately need wide receiver help, and there's not a bigger name in free agency than Juju, so that's where I've got him landing.
And I have him going down to Atlanta to compliment Mr. Drake London. You have your gigantic man. Now get a qualified slot wide receiver in there.
By the way, it was on record in this. I saw you make a note here, Kyle, that Mike is the reigning champion in free agency predictions.
I do not remember.
But you didn't put any proof.
Yeah, there was no proof.
There was no proof.
Also, he makes
no evidence.
He makes picks like what either Andy or Jason said. I get
pumped. Oh, I
no,
see.
No, I said I was in first, and you both copied me.
Baltimore or the couch, Mike?
Baltimore.
All right. Jacoby Myers
on the couch
is the wide receiver.
That's the city he's going to be sitting on the couch in.
Jacoby Myers, who I think is the best free agent wide receiver, and I have him being the target of Baltimore, who you had Juju going to. I think he ends up in Baltimore, and I think he gets paid more than people think he deserves.
Yeah, that could definitely happen. I believe the Titans, who have just released Robert Woods, are trying to get someone who is what Robert Woods used to be, and that is Jacoby Myers.
I like the Titans a lot, but I didn't want to match, so I'm going out on a limb here, and I think that it's possible the Houston Texans, they need to rebuild from the ground up. Why not make a splash for whoever your young quarterback ends up being, get him a solid wide receiver. I agree. Jacoby's a good player. He will really help a football team, so I got him down for the Houston Texans.
And then we're gonna take shots with DJ Chark and Alan Lazard. For DJ Chark, I'm going with Atlanta. So I'm going to put him in Atlanta.
It makes sense.
Jason?
I'm going to actually go with the Bills.
Oh, my God.
You coward.
Oh,
you changed.
Oh, my gosh.
You had the Giants in. I'm telling people.
I did have the Giants in. No, but I'm flipping that with the next player we're going to talk about. The Bills, I think, would get a cheap deal and can sell DJ Chark on his skill set being utilized so well.
I don't
well
mind that pick. That's
with
a good
Josh
pick.
Allen.
And I think he'd be cheap. It'd be like a 1 year.
Yeah.
And I've got DJ Chark going to the Cowboys. I think they messed up pretty bad when they traded away Amari Cooper for nothing and they gambled on Michael Gallup. And that team, they need speed. And DJ Chark can provide that.
Alan Lazard, the final wide receiver we're going to predict today. Mike, this is your Ravens guy.
Yeah, this I think it matches up. Alan Lazard may not be like the most technically sad. Like maybe Juju can make some sexier plays, but it's like when it comes to a well-rounded wide receiver who can be on the field and do dirty work when it's cold and rainy and muddy in Baltimore and you need a gigantic wide receiver who can be a top-tier blocker on the field as well as make – I mean, he made tons of really big plays for Aaron Rodgers. I think that it makes sense for – he won't break the bank. I don't know that Baltimore is willing to pay up for someone like Jakobi Meyers. So I got Alan Lazard going there.
Yeah, I've got him going to the Giants. I think that well-rounded run-blocking combination would work there as well, especially being a little cheaper since they're still probably paying a lot of cap space for Kenny Golladay.
Yeah, and I have him going to the Texans. I think he'll be the Texans' overpay this offseason. His identity is that blocking, tough-nosed. It fits with what they're going to do on offense.
It makes sense.
Do you want to take a shot at Beckham just out of the dark here? I mean, Beckham, some people have him as the best free agent available. He's 30 years old. Tells you what the free agent class is like.
I had deleted him from my mind, but yeah, it makes sense of considering what week did he take hold of the headlines last year was every single week. He's going to be ready. Where's he going to go? He's going to be ready. And then he was not ready. But
see, the low hanging fruit would have been Dallas for me. But with the offensive identity changing, I don't know if the risk reward on the locker room and everybody loves him as a players, but then a lot of headlines have been associated with OBJ. I don't think he's going to be Dallas.
Yeah, I'm looking at some teams here.
I think the Titans are going to rebuild.
I'll throw mine in. Kansas City.
Okay.
I'm
going to go
stupid pick
with the Los Angeles Rams. He's back after they
no
are able to trade away Allen Robinson.
The Rams. Yeah. Okay. Guess I need to pick one, don't I?
He's going to chase a ring. And the Rams is not the right place to do that right now.
I'm going to go with the Raiders.
He's going to chase a ring.
He will be.
With the Raiders?
With the Raiders?
No. Who's, no. No.
Do you have – no, you don't
if
have –
if Rodgers ends up in Las Vegas.
Okay, it could happen.
Then Beckham could go and hang out with Devontae. All right, one tight end we're going to predict, Dalton Schultz.
We all have kind of an overpay coming from the Texans because they have to lure free agents. And to me, it's going to be Dalton Schultz. A rookie quarterback's best friend is his tight end. And this will be the Austin Hooper type of situation.
That makes me so sad because I was looking. I'm like, it's going to be Hooper again.
There's always a Hooper.
Someone's going to overpay. He's going to go to a system, and it probably won't work out. I feel like
those are the things I was thinking through when I was like, oh, yeah, the Texans.
Yeah, the Houston Texans. Okay. It makes sense. The Detroit Lions, they need a tight end, and they decided it was not T.J. Hockenson. Maybe they decide that they'll give Dalton Schultz way too much money.
And I'm going to go with Dallas. I think they find a way to make it happen.
They're going to have to find some dollars hidden under some cushions.
Yeah, they may be dollars with Zeke's face on it. I'm not sure.
I think the only way that can happen is if his open market isn't there. Because obviously they're not franchising him. They franchise Pollard. If he tests the open market and it's very lukewarm, cold on him, then, yeah, I think Dalton Schultz would like to be in Dallas.
I think Dallas would like Dalton Schultz.
Absolutely, but so, money talks.
Yep. And if there is a team out there willing to Hooper him, as they say.
Yeah.
If he's going to get hoopered, he's going to take the Hooper money.
Who's going to Hooper Hooper?
Mm. Hooper began it, so he was the first Hooper.
Well, I'm saying, but he's available.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, he's back on the market. I don't actually care.
He can go back to
Atlanta. They do need a good tight end there.
How about the DC Defenders? That's XFL.
Oh, I was like, they're the Manders.
You've been watching a lot of XFL?
Nope. No, I've seen
a couple Josh Gordon highlights.
Yeah, yes, that was so awesome because one, it's
Wait,
so cool to see
there?
Josh Gordon. Oh yeah. He had this big bomb touchdown. Guys couldn't tackle him. It was so funny to me because one, it's awesome. It's Josh Gordon being awesome, and two, he was pretty slow.
Oh, no.
He didn't look like he was anything special, but these guys couldn't tackle him because they're not that good. I mean, it just was like evidence to me of like, oh, yeah, this is.
What could have been?
A couple tears down.
Josh Gordon was real, real good.
He was ahead of his time.
In Cleveland. He was ahead of his time. Speaking of legal tampering. And
him and Martavis Bryant just needed to come in the league about 5 years later, and they would have had careers.
Yep. All right. Anything else we need to cover here at the end? UltimateDraftKit.com. If you want to get a pre-order in on the 2023 UDK, you get some perks, like $15 in basically gift certificates. I don't think I've ever called them that before.
And I like how it's basically. Basically, you get $15 a gift because that is, in fact, what you get.
Basically, you're going to kind of get gift certificates.
What do I normally say? I'm blank. $15 in.
Gift cards?
Oh, there it is.
So you threw in the filler word of basically as you tried to find it?
Yeah, and then I went with
basically went with certificates.
Gift certificates. You print them out. Yeah, you do.
You mail them in.
You know, or you could stop by and just, you know, we'll check your gift certificate.
Yeah, there's stuff in the UDK. Okay, that is it for today's show. We'll be back Thursday with another episode. Talk to you then.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Join our fantasy football community on jointhefoot.com. And follow us on Twitter at the FF Ballers.
Hey there, Foot Clan. Still listening? I'd like to take this brief moment to invite you to become a part of the world's greatest fantasy football community, the Foot Clan. By supporting the show at jointhefoot.com, you get access to exclusive episodes every week, access to a thriving community of 30,000 plus like-minded fantasy football players, and access to special tools to help you win each week. Learn more at jointhefoot.com.